I was thinking about you all day today. All fucking day. Thoughts of you have been driving me crazy. I finally have a few minutes of privacy and I wanted to share with you. Are you alone? You know what, baby? It doesn't fucking matter. You just need to listen. Listen to me. I want you to hear what you fucking do to me. Even when you're not actually here. Fuck. If I sound distracted, it's because I have my cock out. And it's hard in my hand because I am thinking of you. I get hard thinking about you so many fucking times during the day. I've been imagining it's you touching me. My good girl. The things we've talked about. Doing all the things that make me want you more and more. Every fucking time you do them, say them. I want. Oh, fuck. I want those gorgeously full lips of yours wrapped obediently around my cock. I'm going to stroke your hair, telling you what a good girl you are as you kneel before me. Sucking me off. I want you to look up at me, your sweet face completely filled by my saliva-coated shaft as I enjoy your talented little mouth. Fuck. If I feel you getting lazy, oh, I know you're such a good little cocksucker. Such a good girl. But if I think you need a little extra motivation, I'm going to wrap my hand in your hair, holding the back of your head so that I can guide those pouting lips deep onto my cock. Moving my hips against your secured face as I slide over your tongue. And fuck your throat. Imagining the warmth of your mouth engulfing my cock as your soft heat envelops me. My head tilted back in ecstasy as my hand strokes the back of your head. The other wrapped around your throat. I know you fucking love that, don't you? My little slut enjoys being owned like that. My fingers claiming you. Oh, I cannot fucking wait to do that to you. Helping guide those pretty lips of yours along my throbbing, erect cock. Feeding your tongue swirl around my cock as I pull you against me, clutching my ass and giving you a nice face fuck before holding you tight. Oh, fuck. Buried in your throat as I unload my thick load of cum. Your softly gagging muscles squeezing around my cock until I'm finished spurting my depravity deep inside your moaning throat. Sliding out of your mouth, my shaft covered in cum and saliva as you pull fresh air into your lungs. not even giving you time to catch your breath before I pull your mouth back onto my cock to make you suck it clean. It's my good girl. You want me to fuck you. You need to earn it. My hand now tighter in your hair as I work myself between those soft, obedient lips. Oh, I want you. I want to fuck you. Sometimes there's no simpler way to say it than that. I want to fuck you. Once I'm satisfied, I'll have you bend over the nearest object available, your back arched with your rear raised, presented and offered to me submissively as I run my hand over you, giving your ass a smack as you roll your hips. The heat and smell of your need evident while you beg me to fuck you. Oh, I love the sound of your begging. Oh, it's become something I crave. Something I need. Something I think about constantly. All the ways I intend to make you beg for me. I don't think you have any fucking clue. Oh, but you will. Soon, my little pet. Soon. I imagine stepping up behind you and stroking my dick in my fist. Enjoying the sight before me, a beautiful woman obediently bent over before me, offering herself to me like a slut. My slut. My perfect little fucking whore. Fuck, you turn me on. Even the thought of fucking you is better than sex I've actually had. I want to cup your entire cunt, hold your sex in my hand, telling you to wiggle your hips enticingly while I palm you, making you moan like the little whore we both know you are. My dick stiffening in anticipation as I watch you move. I can't wait to be standing behind that view, one hand masturbating you, the other moving from the back of your neck down your spine, my fingers dancing over your smooth skin, making you shiver. I am going to smack your ass and ask you who owns you. I am going to keep asking you questions, keep spanking you until your ass is stinging. Your legs are shaking, my fingers are drenched, and you are out of breath. That is when I will take you, make you fucking mine. my hands squeezing into the flesh of your hips as I savagely thrust myself into your tight cunt. There will be moments of tenderness in the future, my little love. But I need you to understand, the first time I am going to fuck you so hard, your entire body will shake. I want you to cry out in pleasure. I want you to cry out in pain. The good kind. The kind that leaves you wanting more. Your moans, almost incomprehensible as you beg me to fuck you harder and faster. Our bodies slapping together as I fuck you forcefully, moving the fucking furniture across the room. And when I feel you getting close, I am going to pull you up against me, face you towards the mirror so you can see. See how beautiful you are when you give yourself to me. You submit. One hand across your stomach, fingering your clit, the other squeezing your throat in my hand. I'm going to whisper in your ear how I want you to remember this moment. Coming on my cock. Like the good little slut you are. It's where you belong. That you belong to me and no one else. I will hold you there, shaking against me, coming on my cock like a fuck toy until you tell me how completely I own you. I can't wait to hear you say that. Bending you over and fucking you almost violently, slamming my cock into you quick and hard, my hand occasionally smacking your rear as I growl my lustful approval. Feeling your pussy walls milking my cock as I fuck you hard, as deep as I fucking want. Knowing that I can have you in any way that I desire. Whenever I desire it. Taking what I need. Fuck. Mine to fuck and use in whatever way I want. My obedient little slut begging for more. Always wanting more. Fuck, I'm going to bury myself deep inside of you and fill you with my cum. Bent over you like a fucking animal, emptying myself inside you until it trickles down your thigh, a little more being pushed out with every thrust. I can't wait until these thoughts, our time together, is real. I have to go clean up now. But just remember, I'll see you soon. Soon.